Now back to Mr. Keene and the case of the ruthless murderers. Mr. Keene, the great investigator, and his partner Mike Clancy have been investigating the murder of Neil Justin, a well-known businessman. Although Mr. Keene already has two suspects, Rod Marble and Tom Soffer, both men with criminal records, Neil Justin's son Arthur has come to Mr. Keene accusing still a third, a man named Luke Homer. Arthur Justin has told Mr. Keene where Homer lives and made an appointment with the famous investigator to meet nearby at 9 in the evening. Now, as Mr. Keene keeps his appointment and waits for Arthur Justin, he's suddenly ambushed.
Mr. Keene! Mr. Keene, where are you?
Over here, Arthur.
I heard two shots. Are you hurt, sir?
Oh, let me help you. It was only a miracle that saved me. Some instinct made me drop to the pavement just before he fired.
Oh, did you see who he was?
No, I'm afraid I could never identify him.
Oh, please forgive me, it was my fault. If I hadn't been a few minutes late for our appointment,
It doesn't matter, Arthur. It's quite possible if you had been here, you'd have been killed yourself.
Mr. Keene, the man who tried to kill you was the murderer of my father. It was Luke Homer. It must have been.
Well, there's no point waiting around here any longer. He'll never come back. I'm going to return to my office, Arthur.
At this hour of night, Mr. Keene?
I have a complete file of every known criminal in the country. And perhaps I'll find Luke Homer's name in it. We've sent out a general alarm for two other suspects involved in your father's murder, Rod Marble and Tom Soffer. Now we'll add this man, Luke Homer, to the list.
Well, there's nothing in the file here about a man named Luke Homer, Mr. Keene. Oh,
just about gone through the list. What time is it, Mike?
It's almost midnight, sir.
You know, I just had an idea. It seems to me...
It's Rod Marble, boss.
Don't move, Mike. He's armed.
I've got 6 bullets in this gun, Keene, for you and your partner.
I know he was lying, boss. That story about having a change of heart was phony.
I wasn't lying. I meant every word I said. Keene's the one who changed my mind.
And how did I do that, Marble?
By telling the police to send out an alarm for me for Justin's murder. You're trying to frame me, Keene, and I'm going to put you away just as I promised I would 5 years ago.
Watch out, boss. Are you... And he's out cold, sir. And I'll relieve him of that gun.
That's nice work, Mike. If you hadn't timed that blow so well, we'd both have a few bullets in our heads.
Well, I'll bring him around and then lug him down to police headquarters. The boys will be glad to see this bucko, Mr. Keene.
Undoubtedly. But I'm not so sure he's the man they want for Neil Justin's murder.
After all this, and after what you told me about being ambushed...
That's just it. Mike, I think I have an important clue to follow up. A clue that may prove to be an amazing revelation. Take Rod Marble to headquarters, then get a good night's sleep. We'll both need all our energy when we return to this affair tomorrow morning. Yes, you can reach me here in my office, Lieutenant Hale. I'm still working with Neil Justin's son, Arthur, on the Luke Homer angle. But so far... Homer seems to have completely disappeared. However, I have an idea of my own that I've been working on for the past 2 days. Yes, of course, Lieutenant. I'll keep in touch with you. Goodbye.
Mr. Keene.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
Has there been anything new, sir? Any clues to my father's murder?
No, nothing yet.
Oh, I want you to meet my wife, Alicia, sir.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Justin?
I'm very glad to know you. I've heard so much about Mr. Keene, the famous investigator. And I'd like to help you in any way I can, sir. Arthur's father meant almost as much to me as he did to my husband.
I think I understand, Mrs. Justin.
Alicia's worried, Mr. Keene. She thinks they'll try to get at me in some way.
Oh, no, that's not where...
What were you about to say, Mrs. Justin?
Oh, Mr. Keene, I want to speak to you alone.
Alicia, what's the trouble? Are you hiding something from me?
Oh, Arthur, I beg you to trust me and do as I say. I can't keep this to myself any longer. I want to see Mr. Keene in private.
You know, I've always trusted you, Alicia. I'll do as you ask. I'll be waiting in the car downstairs.
Well, Mrs. Justin, what is it you want to tell me?
Mr. Keene, I just couldn't bring myself to say this in front of Arthur. It'd tear down all his ideals. But I believe I know who murdered his father.
Do you?
Neil Justin was involved with a woman named Sarah Blows. He'd known her ever since his wife died, and before as well.
I see.
I believe he tried to break off with Sarah, and she took revenge. She's a violent type, Mr. Keene, I know, because I've met her.
Do you know where the Sarah Blows can be located?
Yes. What do you intend to do, Mr. Keene?
See her, of course, immediately. If what you say is true, I'll break this case wide open, Mrs. Justin, inside of an hour.
Yes?
Are you Sarah Blows?
That's right.
My name is Keene.
Mr. Keene, the famous investigator.
I'd like to talk to you about a man named Neil Justin, who was murdered a few days ago.
Neil, please come in, Mr. Keene. Step into the living room and we can talk.
A couple of friends of mine are anxious to join the conversation.
What?
Don't move, Keene, or we'll blow your head off.
What is this? A trap?
So this is a guy who's supposed to be the biggest investigator of them all. Take a look at him, Pete.
I'm looking, Tracy.
He don't look smart enough to trail a giraffe.
Stop being a comedian, Tracy. Get rid of him and get it over with.
Okay, take it easy, sir. Pete.
Yeah?
We better tie him up in the garage. It's way in the back. If we stay here, somebody on the street might hear us.
Get moving, Keene.
Somebody might hear you do what?
Put a bullet behind your ear, Keene.
Well, the great Mr. Keene is tied up good and tight, Tracy. Want me to plug him now?
Take it easy, Pete. I'm enjoying this. It ain't often we get a fish as big as Keene to fry.
I suppose you two know what the penalty for murder is. The electric chair.
Listen to him talk, Tracy.
You're the one who's getting the death sentence, Keene. Only we're doing the job with a gun.
I warn you. You won't get away with this.
He's talking too much to suit me, Tracy. Let's get started.
Let him talk. His mouth ain't gonna be much good for talking in a couple of minutes. Pull that box out, put Keene in it.
No, wait.
You know what this box is for, Keene? You. You and a load of quicklime. We're gonna freeze you in solid, then drop you in the river.
No, please, have mercy. I'm an old man, but I don't want to die.
Listen to them crawl.
Yes, like they all crawl when their number's up.
I'm not asking you to spare my life, but at least give me my choice.
What's he talking about? What choice, Keene?
I always feared this day. The day when I'd be cornered and helpless. Because of that fear, I carried a tiny bottle around with me, filled with deadly poison.
So what?
I've carried it to make it easy. When I knew there was no other way out to spare myself torture, at least let me take the poison.
Holy smoke, he wants to make it easier for us.
It'll make it easier for both of us. I'll have no pain. You can get away with this crime.
I don't get it.
All you have to do is leave my body here with the empty bottle of poison in my hand. The police will obviously think I was a suicide. It's a lot safer, Tracy, than having my body discovered full of bullet holes. Because the police would never rest until they'd caught you.
What do you think, Tracy?
I'm not sure, Pete.
Yeah, what do we got to lose? If the old guy's nuts enough to want to do the job on himself, let him.
Okay, we'll give Keene a break.
Well, thank you. The poison is in a small bottle in my vest pocket.
Look, I'm not taking them ropes off you, Keene. You can just open your mouth and we'll pour the stuff in.
Anything you say. Just open the bottle and let me drink the poison.
Here's a bottle, Tracy.
Open it.
The bottle's through with it.
I can't see. I'm blind, Tracy.
The door. Where's the door?
Come out with your hands up and no funny things.
Like,
Mr. Keene, boss. Are you all right, sir?
Here, I'll help carry out. Just hang on. I got your message just in time.
Oh, that's good work, Mike.
And there's a squad of plainclothesmen outside, sir. We got the others, too. Here's the door, boss. Easy now.
I'm all right.
Let me cut them ropes, Mr. Keene.
Thank you, Mike. That invention of mine, the condensed bottle of tear gas, saved my life. I had to put on quite an act to get them to open it. When they did, the results were perfect.
Sure, and that was one of the slickest inventions I've ever seen, boss. Tear gas condensed in a tiny bottle.
Everything okay in there, Clancy?
Everything's under control, Casey. Send in the other two. They're putting Sarah Blows and them two murderers into the patrol wagon, boss. But here are two more I know you're looking forward to seeing. I put the handcuffs on them 15 minutes ago and brought them here.
Well, Arthur and Alicia, what have you got to say for yourselves?
All I've got to say, Keene, is that if I didn't have these handcuffs on...
Oh, take your medicine like a man, Arthur. Keene was too smart for you.
I've had my eye on you a lot longer than you think, Arthur.
Did you?
There was no such man as Luke Homer. You made up the name just to lure me into an ambush.
And the boss saw right through that Sarah Blows story, mister, and tipped off the police. Then he told me to nab you and keep you under arrest until he located the rest of your outfit.
You and your wife were responsible for the murder of your father, Arthur. And it was a horrible crime.
And maybe I can tell you why they killed him, Mr. Keene.
It's Rod Marble.
Yes. The man who was a member of your ring of criminals 5 years ago, before he was sent to prison.
I didn't know it before, Mr. Keene, but you saved my life when you had me picked up on suspicion. Arthur Justin here was planning to put me out of the way along with you.
You squealer! Keep your trap shut, Marble.
Why shouldn't I squeal? Didn't your father squeal on me to save his own skin so I had to take a 5-year rap?
That's right, Marble. And at the time Neil Justin's ruse worked, we believed he was a respectable businessman instead of a gang leader.
I'm willing to talk too, Mr. Keene, if I get a break.
You'll get justice, Alicia. No more, no less.
Keep quiet, Alicia, do you hear?
I won't keep quiet. Mr. Keene, do you know why he killed his father? He wanted to take over the racket. His father wanted him out of it, but Arthur got big ideas.
And who gave me those big ideas? You did, Alicia.
What else have you two got to say?
Mr. Keene, Arthur's father had warned him that Marble might talk and convict the gang. So Arthur decided the only way was to get rid of you and Marble after he shot his father.
Well, that just about cleans things up, boss. I think I'd be taking these two lovebirds outside to the police.
Mr. Keene, you certainly put one over on Tracy and Pete with that tear gas invention of yours. Tracy said he thought you were going to take poison and kill yourself.
No man ever has the right to take his own life, Marble. That's for God or the law.
And as long as you're feeling so grateful to the boss, Marble, maybe there's one request I think he'd like to make. Mr. Keene would appreciate it if you said nothing about that trick bottle of tear gas.
Yes, Mike, it might help me in the future when I get into a spot like that again, if the invention would remain a secret.
Mr. Keene, you can depend on me to keep it under my hat.
All right. Mike will accompany Arthur and Alicia, Justin, and the others to police headquarters, where we can write the finish to the murder of Neil Justin. A finish that will end in the death house for all concerned.
And so Mr. Keene finds a solution to the case of the ruthless murderer. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummert. Dialogue by Lawrence Klee. Bennett Kilpike plays Mr. Keene. It is on the air every Thursday at this time. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Thursday when the kindly old Tracer turns to the forgotten cave murder case.